This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamb. Complaints about the Suncor oil refinery in Commerce City cost the company a major contract with Denver this week. Denverite's Andrew Kenny.
It looked like Suncor was set to win a $25 million contract to provide liquid asphalt for Denver's roads for 5 years. But city council members this week said the company had harmed the local community with pollution and did not deserve the city's business. Instead, the city will likely go with the next lowest bidder, paying about $60,000 more per year to a rival oil refiner, Cenovus Energy of Canada, through its U.S. subsidiary Husky Marketing Supply. I'm Andrew Kenny, Denverite.
The state is appealing a ruling that allows a Christian preschool to participate in Colorado's universal preschool program without following the state's anti-discrimination laws. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
In February, a federal judge ruled that a Chaffee County preschool should continue to receive state funding and be allowed to maintain its hiring practices in line with its religious beliefs. The preschool didn't want to be forced to hire LGBTQ+ employees or others who don't share its Christian faith. The appeal is before the U.S. Court of Appeals for the 10th Circuit. The UPK program currently enrolls about 42,000 four-year-olds. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Broomfield-based Crocs scrapped its financial forecast for the year because of uncertainty around new tariffs. Crocs joins companies including Ford and Southwest in telling Wall Street investors it can't predict what will happen to its earnings because of tariffs. This is CPR News and KRCC.